Boy Todd I cook with,
he started cutting
wood in June. Because, you know, I got to be able to just feed this fire.
And he worked out all summer. That's a workout. No, that's
chopping wood, when he got here, he lost like 30-40 pounds because he was staying in Florida. He got here, he lost like 30-40 pounds.
Oh, because he wasn't doing all that work.
He wasn't, he had to chop wood.
Yeah, he wasn't doing that. Like, he got to work out every day.
That's it. And I'm talking about three or four times. I'm talking about they had a, as long as your front of your house, they got trees. Yeah. That's
and where is
this? This is in Rock Creek. That's where I do the medieval fair. He got wood stacked from tree to tree, like taller than me for the winter.
Yeah.
The width of your house. And he said
it was a joke and I didn't take it. It was a joke and I didn't take it.
Like, it ain't that good.
No,
this is at Rock Creek. This out on the private property out there where I do the fair at. He cut wood. He cut wood for months.
Yeah, no, he was supposed to get a Planet Fitness to like take up for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, they start you off at $10, nigga.
$10.
You right up in there, nigga. I'm talking shit, bro. I'm talking shit. Let me get this shit started. Let me get this the live rolling at this point. It feel real good to be back. You know what I'm saying? You know this episode 187, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations to y'all brothers, man, for what's there.
Nah, I appreciate you. I appreciate you big time. Actually, I should probably turn it down a little bit. Just for the fear of usage shit, but I'm a little bit hype, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, for sure.
See a child of hey, listen. It's not even a podcast, it's a real conversation about relative relations. It's the boy Jay Oaks, aka Young Situation, will arise. Better known as, or preferably known as, DJ came to bring the vibes, nigga.
Yo, what's happening?
Reigning fantasy football champ, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Commish. Leader of the Not Even the Podcast. I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ the Chef. Nigga, if you need some cooking, I don't know why you ain't looking, man. My nigga DJ be doing this thing. He ain't the chef for no reason, nigga.
Sure.
You feel me? My dog. We got a special guest. Friend of the show. The homie Maul is in the building with us today. Man, listen, I'm hype. Number three in the city. Chance got to move over, nigga. We missed the number three now. You know what I'm saying? And some missed number threes. You feel me?
That's sweet.
I'm hype, bruh. I wanted this beat for that shit, nigga. I felt like it was necessary. You know what I mean? I felt like it was necessary, bro.
Look good up there. He'll move up two spots next year.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, I just don't want to hear nothing from nobody under three, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, respect to Bill Squire. I'ma check out the Guildless Pod. Like, they got like over 200 episodes, so respect to them niggas for doing their thing. Y'all had to check out, you know what I'm saying? I checked them out. You already listened to Bill Squire and them. Ran into them a couple of weeks ago. So shouts out to Bill, Tommy, Andy. Yeah, they do their thing. But we do too, nigga. You know what I mean? We do too. I got topics today. You know what I'm saying? I also got more vibes. You know what I mean? Always got a few more vibes. But how y'all doing, by the way?
All is well.
I'm cooler.
Yeah?
All is well, man.
Nice weather. It's supposed to be a nice move 70s for the weekend. So, I wish I might go fishing tomorrow, man. I don't know. I might go fishing.
Water fishing tomorrow? That's not bad. I ain't been fishing in years.
Really?
Now, and yeah, I used to fish with my grandfather. But
took the kids fishing not too long ago. We ain't fishing yet. It's just so, like, the way it is now, you just hop. If you got some fishing poles, man, just go down to 72nd or 55th.
Yeah, like, my homie done caught some big dumbass fish off of 55th.
Yeah, for real. Big defeat the whole family out here.
Yeah, no, he had a bunch of walleyes in the bucket one day.
So, in my opinion, some of the best fishing which is crazy. It's going towards Akron.
Going towards Akron?
Mm-hmm. Off the highway.
Hold on, I gotta get this. I gotta get this hook and I'm gonna let it go off. No, this. 110th Street. This is my shit, bro. Bobby Womack was him, bruh. This nigga talking about Cleveland. This is one of the most iconic songs, like, ever, nigga, I feel like. Nigga, Bobby Womack, nigga. Bobby Womack is one of Bobby Womack is one of the illest. He's one of the illest niggas in the world. I never, like, Bobby Womack still got one of my favorite music stories. I feel like I talked about it on the pod before, but I don't, you remember?
There's so many,
bro. Yeah, bro. No,
so
he,
many.
The consistency.
Yeah, he, listen, when Sam Cooke was like his mentor, and when Sam Cooke died, like, he showed up to the funeral with his wife and his suit and his car. He a wild nigga, bro. Mm. Classic music, rest in peace.
Story.
But the nigga was a wild boy. It's episode 187. I should have played the Tiger, but I didn't. I let it go. You know what I'm saying?
It shows how far his respect went.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on, wait a second. I ain't even... Didn't give us our proper shit coming in.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
All right, bro. Listen. What's going on with Black Love? Like this week, I feel like it was like a lot of.
Who got?
Everybody like broke up. Jeezy and his girl broke up. They say Tiana and Iman was like exposed that they've been separated.
Yeah, because he was with another chick.
Remy.
No, I'm saying that they've been separated. That's
Remy and Papoose is.
I saw that. Yeah, that one threw me. I was shocked about
so
Remy.
Which one you want to talk about first?
I don't know. That threw me about Remy and Pap, man. I was like, damn. Like,
it's been a lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that shit hurt my spirit a little bit.
Remy and Pat?
Yeah. It's been kind of funny, though, look, seeing all of the jokes, because the nigga do kind of look like...
Oh, yeah, I seen that side by like, side of a few...
He kind of looked like Pap a little bit, Pap-ish, you know what I'm saying? Like, he looked Pap-ish, his beard a little stronger than Pap's is, but that shit sad, bruh. Y'all see y'all in the battle rap?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it.
You ain't see the Gotti and versus the nigga Easy the Block Captain?
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Where Gotti, alright, hold on, let me try to find it real quick. Cause Gotti he got at Remy on stage about it.
Mm.
Like he said he talked to Pap, like.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Alright, wait.
And I fuck with the battle rap.
Yeah, he kinda I'm never like, I'm not the biggest Geechee Gotti fan, but I don't like his delivery all the time. I feel like it takes too long and all. It's just be like, spit it out, bro. Come on, man. Like,
something on
your
Gotti
at first. No, Geechee Gotti, the battle rap dude.
You are real people with Geechee Gotti and.
He's nice like that?
He cool. He did his thing. He good. He real. He's a real good battle. Yeah, for sure. He's one of them. He just not my favorite. Like, I mean,
he I'll take your bitch. You. That's it.
Geechee Gotti?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, that's not the moniker. I wouldn't nickname him that, but
if you talk about what's going on.
But he good. He good.
Yeah, it's a few of them on there that's dope as fuck.
Yeah, like it's a lot of niggas that's nice out there. Yeah, I feel like Daylight is probably like one of the nicest.
I'm held to Daylight.
If I was to say, he's like one of the nicest. Damn, Loaded Lux. It's a few of them niggas that I feel like is like upper echelon. Sue Surf, Fruit Away, nigga.
Sue Surf.
Yeah, no, I fuck with Sue Surf. But, all right, yeah.
Another battle rapper.
No, he locked up.
Sue Surf, yeah. He, yes, he is.
I remember that.
Behind the wall is what they say.
For a minute, right?
He did some years. I don't know how many years. I don't really be like
diving in.
I ain't no street nigga, so I street niggas like be having like the crazy, like I feel like they should all be like lawyers or something, like, cause they'd be like, well, he's got da 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 with the possible parole in it. It'd be like, how did you know that just offhand, nigga? I need to see an article, like, you know what I'm saying?
When I saw it, ain't look good for him.
Like, yeah, I hear about it through podcasts, like, you know what I'm saying? Because he used to be on, like, one of my favorite podcasts. So, he not there now, and they shot him out every now and again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, we got some more topics, man. We got some more topics. I got a little tough one for y'all. Well, we can go one of two ways. Do we want to go the sports route, or we want to go the political news route, like in the city?
Sports.
Sports. All
right. I listen in.
I woke up to game day this morning.
That's great. I love it. I want to hear more. Keep talking.
All right, so we're going to move on to Coach Prime, man. I feel like I talked about him before. What y'all read on Coach Prime? Y'all fuck with Coach Prime?
It's hard not to.
I fuck with him. I think he full of shit sometimes.
Yeah. Everybody is.
But... Thank you. All right, then we cool. Y'all almost dead in the topic right there. Because that's how I feel about it. Like, there's a couple of things that he did I think is full of shit. I talked about it before, but, like, I do like to see him win. I just wish he would have stayed at the HBCU. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? That was dogging him, man.
They gonna dog?
Dogging him at Jackson State, bro.
They dogging him now. Like, what you mean?
I'm talking about within.
At the school?
Like, yeah, like, if you read into, like, how he was getting no help just in general, like, he was using his salary to pay for shit. Like,
yes.
With no backing from the school.
To me, that's, because he came in and he talked about he was going to be able to change some shit.
And he did, but at some point, you don't have to deal with certain type of shit neither, though, bro. Like, I don't have to deal with this shit.
It's tough for me when you come in, you say God called you to do it.
He did it.
He did it. No, he didn't.
He did it. And he did it good.
Yeah, he didn't do what he said he was going to do. And that's the part that's bullshit to me.
Well, what did he say he was going to do he ain't do?
He said... do I want to quote it? Do I remember it verbatim? Because I just watched it again the other day. He said he got the call from God himself. Not the man next to the man, but God himself. To bring me to Jackson State University, the SWAC conference. Not just to uplift Jackson, but to uplift Mississippi Valley State, Alcorn, Florida A&M, Grambling. The entire, and all of them, the entire SWAC, to make it better, not only just to motherfucking produce professional athletes and get boys to the league, but also I want to incorporate a draft from Fortune 500 companies where you get students that come out. That's never been done before, but I feel like if we have the product and the students and everything, we can produce professionals across all types of levels. In a different type of way here in the HBCUs. That shit did not take place, not even close. That's just like when Trump said he was gonna build a wall. To me, nigga. Prime, you full of shit a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, you did your thing with them boys. You be coaching them boys. Like, the boys love you. Like, you brought all of them boys to the school, and when you left, you took all of them with you. You did not uplift and change Jackson State for the better when you left. Now, I'm not saying it ain't no frickus when it was there. Yeah, but you also said that God called you to be the man that it was going to bring change. And that takes, what do you say? And that's all. Thank you. That's all I've been seeing out of it. He's prime time, and he wanted to get back to prime time. And he's doing a good thing. He's coaching the right way, I think. Like, but I think he'd just be a little bit foolish. My only issue, you know, it just be when niggas use black people as a scapegoat to be like to build your core foundation on some hopes.
And then that's harsh, bro. That's hard to pin that on family. That's hardcore. That's like hardcore.
People
that's
do it all the time. All right, listen. It's a business tactic. You have to do something.
Right.
The business move is that you have to like you appeal to your consumers' hearts. Like you do some like you donate to a charity or you do a call. Or you donate to a cause mm-hmm. that is close to your consumers' hearts, so they feel that like they're personable with you. Ooh, I trust you. I want to buy your brand because you fuck with what I fuck with. And then once you start buying the brand, you into the brand. Like, you hooked again. Like, I'm not saying it's I don't be saying, it'd just be kind of fucked up when the shit happened. I was big on the Colin Kaepernick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, for sure.
You knelt for change. If you feel like you safer as a black man in America since he knelt, then I would concede the point with you.
I get what he was doing, but
I do know that he got his contract paid out. I do know that he got his Nike extension off of getting his notoriety back up, and I do know that he took hush money from all 10 of them teams, and then he went and made a documentary about his white parents.
So he was just, what's wrong with Buddy?
What's wrong with Buddy?
Look, all I'm saying is like it just be. I don't know, man. Like I just don't. Some niggas, they sell shit.
You good.
And they sell it to you.
They be good.
And they do. And I don't think that it necessarily start from a bad place, but I just think that people be able to capitalize off of hopes, nigga. And it just for me, getting older, just noticing that shit,
that's
like,
a great point.
With our community, it'd be like, damn, man. Because, like, you got niggas happy and hype, you know what I'm saying? And HBCUs is still HBCUs. It's a thing.
Right.
It's a thing.
Right.
Like, I really want to get down to FAMU homecoming. I ain't even going to stunt with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to go this year. But I want to get down to FAMU homecoming. You feel me? I kind of want to take my son, like, too, like, and let him see it at an early age.
Crazy experience.
You know what I mean? Like, on some... But, that's just because it's a thing. It is a thing. My parents went to FAMU. It's just a thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just got to go see it like for the first time. Man, that shit lit, bro.
That's crazy.
It kind of was. It's just, that shit was kind of lit.
That's what's up, man.
But yeah.
So your parents was married?
My parents married. Yeah, still.
That's awesome, man.
Still to this day.
Congratulations to them,
bro. No, I appreciate that.
That's, hey, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's dope.
Yep.
It is. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I'll never say it's not a blessing.
Man,
you know what I mean? Oh, no. But Prime, he definitely got that shit looking like a hip-hop festival. Like, that nigga got Colorado probably.
Everybody in the locker room.
It's lit out in Colorado.
It's a show, bruh. It's a show.
It's lit in Colorado. Yeah, that's like the hottest ticket for real, for real.
They said they got the hottest tickets right now.
It's in Boulder?
Boulder, Colorado.
How far is that from,
I'm not
hit.
Like the Dan, you talking about from here?
No, from like Denver.
Yeah.
I wonder. Let me see.
Fly into Denver.
Let me see. Let's see. Hold on.
We can't find a hotel.
How far is Boulder, Colorado from Denver, Colorado?
Like
Boulder. Drive from Denver to Boulder is 29.6 miles.
That's
30
minutes.
That's it. That's 20 minutes.
Oh, shit.
That airport litty than the motherfucker. Right there.
I might have to see Colorado State campus. I might have to try to get out. Or Colorado campus. I might have to try to get
you
out there.
You don't want to go to Colorado State, bro.
No, Colorado campus. Like the, I said the...
You be with the Rams.
No, like not them niggas. Not them guys. Not them guys.
Hey, that coach funny to me.
He hilarious.
I thought he was embarrassing, to be honest, bro.
Himself, yeah.
It was embarrassing. I was cringing for Buddy, bro. Every time he spoke, man.
You think that was a, they put a bounty on a dude's head?
I wouldn't be surprised.
On Hunter head?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Cause I mean, like that shit was clearly,
and that's just on anybody. But yeah, that was clearly a late hit. It was like he was seeking that shit, and he found.
It's an overthrown pass.
Nigga took his head off, Hunter. Like, he took his head off. Like, that shit was nuts.
So, that was,
It's crazy they ain't called Target. I feel like the refs might have put a bounty on his fucking head, to be honest with you.
Man, that should have been a penalty, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
at least a penalty, man. Like,
that shit was nuts. The Colorado versus Colorado State game, DJ, last Saturday.
You would hate to think a lot of shit, though, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't hate to think a lot of shit. I just think, like,
and I'm talking about, like, in a way.
No, I know what you mean, like, but I don't hate to think it. Mm-hmm. I like to be able to know that it's out there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's fair.
Like, to be honest with you, like, I don't know, my brain be processing shit in a weird way. Like, to me, it's like,
no, it's your way.
Yeah, I'd rather know, like, a nigga racist and don't like me, like, you know what I'm saying, than them not tell me, like, you know what I'm saying. I'd rather know, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, I'd rather know, like,
talk to you.
The fucked up shit. Yeah, like, that nigga's a serial killer next door. I mean,
yeah,
I'ma just not let my son's ball go on that side of the yard, cause we ain't even trying to fuck with you, bro. Right. I ain't, like, necessarily trying to snitch on you. I just,
you need to know what's going on, man.
I just like to be aware of the shits. Like,
aware.
My mom was mad, weirded out by me, I feel like, when I was younger, because I told her, what I say? I said, like, I like to be in cities, like, where it's low-key, like, a high death rate type shit, like, because it make you appreciate life, like, you know what I'm saying, every day. Like, I don't know.
Well, welcome, nigga.
Yeah, no,
not far.
It'd be like, I would feel real weird in a small ass town where
you feel more weird in a town where smaller people, a lot of people get murdered, or a bigger town where a lot of people get murdered? Where, because what is it?
You mean like a small town?
Yeah, where, like, ratio down at that point, you ain't doing shit.
No. But a small town where a lot of people get murdered. No, I don't want to be there. And I don't necessarily want to be in a small town where don't nobody get murdered. I want to be in a big city where a lot of people get murdered and you just know that you is safe.
Oh, okay.
Staying the fuck out the way.
Yeah, like.
Definitely stay the fuck out the way.
Yeah, I ain't.
You look at
it, I don't. Look, you remember, you know me, like, nigga, I'm not going to the house. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I respect it.
Yeah, I fuck with, I ain't know, me here was involved, this is all, I fuck with niggas, like, be like, I don't know, I just feel like I know my scenes. I know my scene.
That's not my scene. But I know that I can go out and enjoy myself because of the people I know.
I know my scenes.
Shout out to my cousin Bo.
I had a homie that worked at the job with me, and rest in peace to him, because he passed away a couple years ago. Anthony Johnson. But the homie, he was mad because I didn't want to go to his birthday party because he had his sweethearts. I was like, it's not my scene. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you would think it's his scene because he's so tall. You would just think.
Sweethearts?
I'm just talking about your scene going up here. Because
nigga, I'm cool a lot of places. I'm good. I'd go. I'd put my 10 toes a lot of places. But they just busted, like, a heist nigga in the parking lot, like, 3 weeks before on his 21st birthday when this shit let out.
Yeah.
I just know certain places, like, I'm gonna stick out like a sore thumb. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'd rather
go to where I feel, you know what I'm saying, safe. Not to say anything can happen, but not to say nothing can't happen. I'll be aware, and, like, I just think, yeah, that's what I like. I appreciate being able to know and be aware of shit. That back to what my point was. Like, yeah, I like to know where the niggas do fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. So I know not to go there. Cause you hate to be in the bar, you know what I'm saying, buying a drink for a nigga to do the fucked up shit real quick. Right. You don't never know. Or do the wrong thing, you never know, man. You just be, I just play it safe.
Yeah.
I try to play it safe when I step outside. Be myself, be respectful, you know what I mean? And you get loud when I get loud, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Niggas normally respect me for being me. For real. For real, that's a real thing. That's a real thing. That's a real thing. Hold on.
That's great. I love it. I want to hear more. Keep talking.
Listen, bro.
I'm mad at Drake. I'm really. Is y'all Drake fans? I know you like, sorta. Are you a big Drake fan?
What he done? Did something recently? What he do?
He was supposed to drop his album on Friday, and this bitch ass nigga stopped it. And it's the second time that he was supposed to drop the album, and this bitch ass done pushed it back. I don't appreciate it.
That's funny.
If I see Drake right now, I feel like I would steal him in the face.
Why not? But it's like, you know, Drake definitely makes some good music. I know it's gonna sound good, but it's like, it's just so much. It's like, nigga, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't know about that. That's funny as fuck.
Bruh, it's making me mad.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you be like, so you. Much of that shit, man. You be Thursday
he
night.
He tell you the day of. He tell you the day of?
He don't even tell you.
Oh, he just don't drop it at all.
Yeah, and I gotta
Google search. Oh, he holds no explanation to the people that make
sense. Well, I don't necessarily go to his page to find out why. I go to Google, nigga. I need an article, nigga. I don't want to hear this nigga. I'm mad at him right now.
That's funny.
You feel me?
It's cool.
Talking with Drake.
It be on time. So if it's pushed back, it wasn't his time yet.
I mean, I guess so.
That's funny.
He was supposed to drop in Virgo season for the dogs, nigga. We the dogs, like, you know what I'm saying, like.
Yeah.
But I guess he a Scorpio or some shit. Mm-hmm. He the end of October.
Okay, yeah.
So you like the one say a Scorpio? A fucking Scorpio. All right. Before we get out of this one. Before we get out of this one real quick.
You dodged over here.
Well, it's been like a year.
What was I about to say? I seen this question online. Shout out to So Easy, the homie Malcolm. Who make better music videos, Diddy or Michael Jackson?
I'm sorry.
I'd rather see Michael dance than Diddy dance.
Yeah,
his
little ass teeth.
So you just base it on the dancing?
No, but like what they
do.
In general.
That's true. I was on Diddy. I was on Mike's side too.
Did you have some type of throwback for Diddy?
Yeah.
I would like to hear that.
Diddy videos?
Compared to Michael Jackson?
The one with the mace.
Well, I like the The We Ain't Go Went Nowhere. That video. Like, I ain't gonna stunt with you. Like, I like that video a lot. I don't think that he necessarily compares to Michael Jackson that well.
That's when he came out with that big. That
but it's really just Thriller, though. Because, like.
What do you mean it's really just Thriller?
Sure. Name me the other nice ass Michael Jackson video.
Remember the Time
is a good video.
I was coming to America.
Japan. Okay, so that's two.
Yeah,
you remember Scream video though with Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
It was cool, but it was.
But wait a minute. What about the one?
I'd take Diddy in the shiny suits over and Diddy and Mason in the shiny suits over Scream, nigga. Like, I don't care if they was in all white.
To the car. What was that? Man, we not about to hear act like
that. Wasn't Biggie driving backwards down the freeway, nigga? I don't still understand, like, why you niggas didn't give Diddy no credit for a second. Like, give me a minute to cook. Like, Diddy had some videos, like, you know what I'm saying?
You
cook, I don't know. Diddy had some videos. Mike had Thriller. Mike had Remember the Times. But you're not gonna tell me him stepping on the fucking white squares was nice, nigga.
Use your phone and put in Michael Jackson videos.
I can pull up some Michael Jackson.
We gonna be like,
look like, okay, definitely.
Yeah, understand.
That's not the other one when they had the game. What the fuck? Can't I think of no songs?
Yeah, I
beat it.
Was not a crazy video. That dance scene.
Was great choreography for back in the day.
Oh, so you like the dancing?
Yeah, it's part of the.
That's cool to me. Like, that's cool to me. That's cool. That's it. I like the song. I like the song more than the video. Like, I don't need to see the video when I hear that song.
He said.
Y'all made me do it. Like, it's like, I don't. It's a pod. You can't be an echo chamber. So I take Diddy side. I fuck with Diddy that much. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
I'll take Diddy side. I'll lose valiantly. Like, you know what I'm saying? An honorable death. Like, in that one. We can put the poll up online.
Okay.
But I'll take that one. Listen, look,
And Micah Virgo.
I kind of want it. Yeah, we had about a half. I think I can end this one. I'm going to come back and do another one. Because I want to get into this corny shit that on some. It's kind of political, bro. But this shit funny to me. So I'm going to talk to y'all about it in the break real quick. We're going to get up out of here. I want to say big shouts out to everybody that voted for us. Big shouts out to the Cleveland Scene. Big shouts out to, you know what I'm saying, like I said, Guiltless, Bill Squire. Nobody under three talk to me. Nah, I'm talking shit. I'm really talking shit. I fuck with a lot of the niggas that podcast in the city. Honestly, like, so big shouts out to Sue. Big shouts out to, like, Lauren. Like, big shouts out to... You always think I'm talking about Blame Soup. But big shouts out to Blame Soup, too. But C-Sue, they family still. Like,
Lauren?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I met him several times.
Yeah, but, like, that's so major. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or that's major.
Okay, yeah.
That's major, yeah. Let me not fuck it up. His shit is dope. Like, his podcast is dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, an extremely dope podcast in the city, for real, for us. Check out that's Major. For sure, that's the homie, friend of the show. You got anything to say to people before we get up out of here?
Eat, drink, and love, people.
You got anything to say to people before we get up out of here?
Love, live, life.
I fuck with that. I'm going to say talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. I'm going to say always be positive. You know what I'm saying? Try to keep the positivity. But if the niggas make you go negative, fuck it up, my nigga. Fuck that shit up.
Don't say so funny.